Kia ora and welcome to another episode of Around the Fire. I've been having many conversations recently with people around the uncertainty that's in the air at the moment and how people are navigating that and the parts that they're struggling with. And so I've come up with some tips and ideas that whether it's something to do with COVID, with the pandemic, with vaccinations, or whether it's something entirely different and there's a time in your life where actually you're going, yeah, I don't know what the future holds. And maybe I've got some choices or some options that I want to choose from, but actually, yeah, not too sure at the moment. And when, you know, I'll be sharing these tips and when we can actually bring some of these things into our lives, sure, it's not going to mean that we can suddenly fortune tell and work out what's going to happen in the upcoming weeks, months or years, but actually it can just give us some tools to deal with that and potentially roll with it a bit easier. And, you know, I believe that we live in a society where actually security and stability are rewarded. You know, we're often planning, we're often getting the diaries out. You know, we've often got a week, you know, a goal for the week or things that we want to get ticked off for the month, you know, goals for the year or New Year's resolutions or whatever it might be. And actually, sometimes it's about letting go of some of that stuff and, you know, connecting with ourselves and navigating through life and through what, you know, our path holds from that place, as opposed to trying to stick with the rigidity of it all. And so the ideas that I've come up with are very much around helping us to feel safe when, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And to be honest, we never actually know what's going to happen in the future. But sometimes, yeah, you know, things in our world or things in the world as a whole actually can, you know, cause us to feel really quite unsafe or unstable in that part. And it can be very hard to take on sort of logical reasoning when we're in this place of fight or flight, when we're in a place of fear and actually, you know, we're just trying to navigate how we survive, even in the modern day life. You know, it's going to be difficult to take on things, to take on sort of bigger picture things when actually some of those basic needs aren't being met. We're not feeling safe. We're not feeling secure. We haven't got that grounding and those foundations. And fear is there, that's our brain working away, and it's actually there to keep us safe. You know, potentially these uncertain times are reminding the brain of how it felt, you know, when we were growing up or when we were in a difficult relationship or whatever it might be. And it's going, hang on a sec, this all feels and sounds and looks a bit familiar. You know, what are we doing? What can we do to keep us safe? What can we do to get out of here? Like, what's going on? And so absolutely, you know, our brain's going to be trying to look after us, but it can often come out in overwhelm and it can come out in ruminating and it can come out in, you know, that really sort of buzzing brain that is just, yeah, just won't switch off. And there is a Buddhist saying that talks about pain being inevitable and suffering is optional. You know, I'd love to say that these 10 tips are going to take away all your worries and all your stresses and all your pain, and you're not going to have to worry about it ever again. But it's that, you know, understanding that we are going to go through stuff during life. You know, I'm very much share with people that I'm working with that I'm not a fan of the toxic positivity that often comes up on social media, you know, that just choose to be happy and everything will be fine. That's not going to happen. You know, we're going to go through stuff, we're going to go through life. But yeah, this saying is that pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So, you know, we can't change what's happened, or we can't change, you know, potentially the triggers in our brain and what's causing us to feel this upset. But actually, we've got a choice as to how we respond to it. You know, sure, those triggers may have been caused by something in the past, but actually, what are we doing now? What are we doing now to heal it? What are we doing now to use tools? What are we using now to actually, yeah, change how we respond to it? Because that's when we take our power back. So firstly, the first tip is actually about feeling our feelings. And yeah, just a light, easy one to start with. And one that, again, you know, we go through life and we can find things that help us not to feel those feelings, because they can be painful. And, you know, we can often, I know for me, it's been alcohol in the past, it's been relationships, it's been work, it's been food, social media. And we can find those things to, yeah, hide those feelings. You know, we don't want to feel it. We don't want to listen to that story. We don't want to feel those beliefs coming up. And so, yeah, we can stick a bandage on top of the wound and carry on. And often we can do that for years and years. But actually in these moments, it's like, can we take that off? And it probably feels the totally wrong thing to do. It's like, Liz, I'm already having a hard time. Why do I want to make it worse? But actually, if we can feel those feelings, however hard they might feel, then we get the opportunity to actually understand what's going on, to understand, you know, why this is such a trigger for us, to understand that, you know, there are going to be some patterns of behaviours. And actually, if we allow ourselves to feel the feelings and to let the gremlins pass through, then, you know, we're making progress. We're allowing them to pass through so that we're not so reactive to, you know, what we're facing at the time. Second tip is around actually being present. And, you know, as I say, like our brain, that poor amygdala, is wired to spot things when we're not safe. And it's been doing that since caveman days, since, you know, the likes of saber-toothed tigers and things, because, you know, it's literally life and death situations. But often when it's triggered these days, that's not the case. And what we want to do, the second tip is around actually going, okay, am I safe right now? Am I in an environment that, you know, is okay? You know, am I at home? Is my home safe? And, you know, absolutely, there'll be times where for some people, home isn't a safe place. But if we can actually start reassuring ourselves, reassuring that part of our brain that we are safe. Yes, we've been triggered. Yes, we're in that fight and flight place. But, you know, some of those really grounding, comforting ways that we can reassure ourselves, our brain, that we're okay. And sometimes, and someone said today that, Liz, you're quite into this releasing malarkey. Yes, I absolutely am. Releasing the pain, and whatever way that works for you. You know, it can absolutely be journaling for some, it can be breath work for others. It might be a walk or some exercise where, you know, you're really getting the heart pumping and, body moving. Sometimes it's going to be some tears. Sometimes it's going to be drumming, singing, laughing. Sometimes we just need to let, you know, these fears that are building up and building up inside of us, actually, how can we release them in ways that, you know, are safe for us and certainly safe for others around us. So, yeah, you know, what are you bottling up? What's actually needs to be released in some way? Yes, I'm all for that one. Another tip around this is actually being kind to ourselves. You know, again, we can beat ourselves up, you know, whether it's about what's going on or something entirely different. We can beat ourselves up and, you know, actually in that moment, we want reassurance. We want compassion. We want kindness. We want understanding. We want empathy. We want all that for ourselves. You know, the last thing we need when we've got these concerns is, you know, the self-talk to be really berating, or, you know, that we feel we should pull ourselves together or get on with it or suck it up or whatever it might be. Actually, no. You know, if you think of either yourself as a young child or, you know, a young child that you might know, what would they need? You know, what do they need to hear? They need reassurance. They need encouragement. They need love. You know, they need to be told that actually, yeah, you know, sure, things are crazy at the moment, whatever it might be, but we will get through this. And so how can you bring some of that self-talk into your world? And I'm a fan, absolute fan, of having some, you know, positive, reassuring messages around. And, you know, I've got some sort of pieces up on the wall, but also making specific ones. So if you've got a whiteboard, or if you've got, you know, those glass pens that you can draw on glass or mirrors kind of thing, what are the messages that you need to be hearing now? And if you share a house with other people, don't worry about it. Chances are they'd really benefit from the messages too. And again, you know, following on with the theme of kindness, you know, it can be so, we can be so quick to, okay, well, I should be doing this and I should be doing that, and I've still got, you know, these things on the to-do list and whatever else. And if you do feel that you've got the capacity for some of those things, then actually, how can you break it down? What is something that, you know, would be a small step to towards that, towards what you want to achieve? And with this, you know, there is a sense of accomplishment when we can achieve something small. And whether it's, you know, literally decluttering something, or even having a shower that day, or doing your hair, or putting some makeup on, or, you know, just getting out to the mailbox and back, whatever it might be that gives us a sense of accomplishment, gives us a bit of a dopamine release. And again, you know, that's going to be a message back to the brain that actually, okay, you know, we are in control and we're doing things and we're taking steps. And as I say, total fan of tiny steps, all about the tiny steps. Another tip is around gratitude, and I found this one to be really interesting. I am a fan of gratitude, big time, but I've often seen it, you know, when things are going on in the world and there's a lot of talk about gratitude. And I do believe there's a time and a place, because, you know, we can be so quick to go, oh, well, this is going on in my world, but it's not as bad as what's going on in so-and-so's world, or what's going on in a different country, or whatever it might be. But actually, what's going on in our world is real for us as well. And, you know, by dismissing it, you know, we're not honouring what's going on for us and what we're feeling, and those feelings that I was talking about just before. So yes, you know, absolutely do the gratitude practice, spot, you know, the positive things, spot the wholesome things, spot the things that you're grateful for in your world. But please don't use it as a way of beating yourselves up and a way of dismissing exactly what you're feeling right now. So yeah, focusing on those awesome things, you know, can be a great way to go, oh yes, again, helping the brain spot that we're safe. We've got time to smell the roses and be thankful for the roses and take photos of the roses. Okay, things can't be too bad. But again, please don't let it be a way of, dismissing what's going on for you. Another one is around, and this probably comes up a lot in conversations, but I do hold it so true, that, you know, is around the news and what we hear and the stories that go around. And wow, you know, social media just, gone are the days where you kind of watch the 6 o'clock news and that was the chance that you got to hear about things. Official updates, unofficial updates, it's constant, it's 24/7. And, you know, interestingly, I was talking to someone recently about, you know, the amount of capacity they had, which wasn't a lot at the time. And she talked to me about how she had started to unfollow a whole load of things on Facebook around her work that, you know, were coming up on her feed. And it's like, absolutely, you know, we don't realise how much our brain is taking on from that stuff, you know, the capacity to scroll and pick up stuff and stop and read and take it in. Do I take it in? Do I believe it? Don't I believe it? You know, it's big. It's absolutely massive. So again, being wary of that and being impartial, being aware of, you know, where things have come from, you know, the sources of different pieces of news and bits and pieces. You know, you don't have to believe absolutely everything that has been said or been written. And again, you know, conversations that you have with others, you decide which bits you want to take on and which bits you don't. In terms of increasing capacity, then, oh my gosh, self-care is going to be the thing that is probably one of the first things to go when, you know, we are facing some uncertainty and things that we're not sure about, some anxiety. But oh my goodness, it's the thing that needs not to go, but to increase. And we actually need to be doing more of it. Because uncertain times, you know, they require energy, they require patience, they require courage, resilience, vulnerability, if we are going to share, you know, where we're at with people. And that, again, takes energy, a lot of energy, you know, and especially if we're still trying to navigate other stuff, whether it's homeschooling, whether we're trying to get a business out, or, you know, whether we're navigating what we're going to do about work or what's going on, you know, all that stuff takes our capacity, takes our energy, takes our patience. And we can't always take that stuff away. We can't just stop doing some of that stuff. So, you know, what can help is to actually increase our capacity by increasing the self-care. Just before, I talked about that busy head that can often be ruminating and overthinking and, you know, I was going to say playing the record, but sometimes the record gets stuck. And another idea is to actually set the day up with something in the morning that talks about actually what is my focus. You know, again, it's not all about the to-do list, but, you know, how am I going to show up? Who can I connect with? You know, is there one of those tiny steps that I want to move forward? What do I need today? And again, you know, when we can actually get really clear on what we're needing and, you know, what our body or our soul or our mind or our heart is like aching for, then if we can get clear on that, how can we then bring it into our day? How can we add that into the mix? So by pausing in the morning, we might go, oh, yep, feeling isolated. What can I do to connect with someone or to connect with nature today? Again, if I'm feeling very sort of up and in my head and busy head, what can I do to ground myself? What can I do to bring myself back down to earth? So yeah, getting really clear on those needs. Is it a sense of belonging that we're needing? You know, again, who can I connect with? Who can I either meet up with or in whatever form have some of that connection and some of that tribal belonging that is so good for us? And then sometimes when, you know, whether it's through a lockdown or sometimes it's just if we're in a funk and, you know, or even if we're struggling and, you know, we're in a bit of that stuck place, what can we actually do to pay it forward? What can we do that actually makes a difference to someone else's life? And this isn't, you know, from a people pleasing perspective. This has got to be when, you know, potentially you've got a bit of that energy in the tanks. And yeah, when we are able to pay it forward or, you know, give something back to someone or whatever it might be, may just be a cheery note in someone's mailbox or some baking or whatever is your thing, whatever works for you. When we can do that, you know, it's just impossible to stay in that place of fear and uncertainty and be in a place of love and giving at the same time. And so sometimes that, okay, I'm struggling to do something for myself today, what can I do for someone else? And that can really help us to bit of a shift so that, yeah, you know, our mood changes, our headspace can change, and then we potentially have the capacity to then do something for ourselves as well. So just to sum up, yeah, you know, it's really accepting that we are never able to, you know, predict the future and fortune tell and whatever else. We're never going to know what the future holds for us. But the way I see it is there's kind of two options. And, you know, we can look to the future from a place of uncertainty, from a place of fear, from a place of anxiety and mistrust and doubt. Or actually, we can look to the future from a place of hope, of interest, of curiosity, you know, even from a place of strength, a place of courage. And that might sound, you know, totally unrealistic for you right now, But, you know, with some of these tips, we can go, okay, you know, little bit by little bit, we can start to go, okay, sure, I don't know what is, what the future holds, but I can see the bits that I can do something about today. I can see the bits that I can do something about the next day. And, you know, really starting to give ourselves, through that self-care, through some of that self-talk, through some of the morning intentions, you know, really equip ourselves as best as possible to navigate what the future holds. If you would like to have some of these tips and ideas in a printable format, then you're more than welcome to go to my website. It's www.liz-fry.com/calm. So liz-fry.com/calm, C-A-L-M. And you're able to download this so that you've got it to refer back to if you wish. If you have any other thoughts or questions on this or anything else, then please don't hesitate to email me or contact me through that website. Thank you very much for joining me on another episode of Around the Fire. And yes, I really hope that through this or through the download, you're able to find some ways of finding your calm in the unknown.